website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good fasting and praying Friday morning to each of you. Thank you so kindly for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood. Truly, we want to thank God for the opportunity to be able to share the Word of God with you again on today. In light of all the media circus that we have seen going on in our television programs and the various things that were coming on the news all this week about the fourth indictment of President Donald J. Trump, certainly it's a great time to be able to explore the Word of God, amen, for a change, and to see what it is that God has in plan for us, His people. I just want to thank God again for Dr. Youngblood and certainly hope and pray that everything is going well with him and his family. And I want to thank God for my wife of 37 years, all of my friends and family who are listening in on today. Thank you so kindly for tuning in with us on today. And I want to say a very special hello to a friend of mine from the Big Island of Hawaii in light of all the catastrophe that they have faced throughout this past couple of weeks with the wildfires. I certainly pray for all of our Hawaiian sisters and brothers, that God will come to their rescue. We know and understand that prayer changes things. So this is the time that all of us can get together and we can do something. If you're not able to send them anything in the way of financial help, you can pray. In fact, the best thing you can do is pray. Prayer will go further than money. It will go further than anything I know on the face of this earth. And truly, this is a time that we need to get together and pray for our Hawaiian brothers and sisters. We thank God again for all of our EMTs, our policemen, our firemen, all of those that may be tuned in listening with us on today. Thank you so kindly for your service to our communities and to our various states. Whatever you do for us, believe me, we're not taking this in vain. We thank God for you because you make the sacrifice, and sometimes some make the ultimate sacrifice, and we thank God for them as well. We want to thank God, amen, for Tools for a Time being a sponsor of this broadcast. Anytime you need something in the way of lawn care, Brother Jeffrey and the people at Tools for Time can help you out down there. They have all types of equipment, such as Honda and Echo. Anything you need for taking care of your lawn at your home or at your business, they have a website, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Look them up and see if they can be of any service to you on today. Truly, again, we thank God for the opportunity to be able to come before your presence on today. We're going to be speaking from the subject, man's free will, and what this means to Christians today. Man's free will and what this means to Christians today. Only we need to understand, amen, God gave us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, according to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. But we need not to take that with a grain of salt. We must know and understand that along with free will comes the ability to choose or to make a choice. And choices carry consequences. And of course, consequences or choices also carries the idea of being accountable. So we must be accountable to someone. And in this particular case, we're talking about, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, because God has made him the heir of all things. And he has made him, amen, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So certainly, amen, we ought to be very careful when it comes down to our free will. I will paraphrase coming from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and 16. That verse says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Live as free people. Amen? Truly, again, we thank God for his word, because all power is in his word, and we must know and understand that Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And truly, amen, this is what this program is all about on today. Let's face the issues. We talk about things that's happening in our world on today, and we give you biblical answers. Amen. Dr. Youngblood prides himself on being a central biblicist. Amen. Someone, amen, that takes, amen, the meaning from the core of the word of God and place it to the problems and situations that we are facing in life in order that we might be able to maneuver through the things that are there. Because we know and understand that the Bible tells us, amen, that Satan is on the loose. Amen. He walks up and down seeking whom he may devour. As a roaring lion, the scripture says. But the Bible tells us, amen, to put on the whole armor of God, amen, from head to toe. The soldier of God. We must realize, amen, that we are fighting a spiritual battle, amen. This is not, amen, peaches and cream, amen. It is not cotton candy. It is not something, amen, that you can sit down and fold your arms and sit under a tree and say, I got it made. But we must know and understand, amen, that we are in for a fight with the enemy each and every day. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. We thank and praise God, amen, on today. Amen. Just for what he is doing for us, through us, amen, and with us on today. Amen. Man's free will and what this means to Christians today. The first point we want to talk about, amen, connected with man's free will, is that man is a free moral agent. If free will means that God gives humans the opportunity to make choices that generally affect their destiny, then yes, human beings do have a free will. The world's current sinful state is directly linked to choices made by Adam and Eve. So we know and understand, according to the scripture, amen, in Genesis chapter 3, God gave Adam and Eve, amen, a command. First, he told them, he gave them the free choice, the free privilege, in other words, to eat from every tree of the garden. But he said, the one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat from it. For in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And let me remind you on today, everywhere we find that word shall or will in the word of God, we need to take that as a promise or a guarantee. So God is promising them, in other words, judgment is going to fall on you if you disobey what I have told you not to do. Amen? But we need to know and understand, first of all, what it is that God freely gives us to do. If we, as Christians on today, have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, again, we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness, everything we need to live with in today's society. In 2023, we have everything that we need. Amen. We shouldn't be walking around like the people in the world wondering what's going to happen next or how do we face the next situation when we have, amen, a God on our side. Psalm 91 tells us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if we are living in this world on today, and if we know that God is watching over us, then we don't have anything to fear. But we have to know and understand, if we make the wrong choices, again, choices carry consequences. And whether you be a child of God or not, you must know and understand, amen, the judgment of God will fall, and sometimes it falls quickly. But you must know and understand, as a child of God, when you find yourself have done wrong, God gives us space to repent. He's a God of a second chance on today. And I thank and praise him. I love him for that. Amen. So when we look at the world's current sinful state, we see that what's going on in our world today is directly linked to the choices made by Adam and Eve. In other words, the Bible also tells us there is nothing new under the sun. So when we see things that are happening in our world on today, it's already happened in times past before. Amen. In the book of Proverbs, it tells us all things that was and is now has already been. Amen. So it's going to continue that way until God says it's all over. But we have to know and understand, if we abide in the word of God, amen, we don't have anything to worry about, because as children of God, He's our loving Father, and He's going to take care of us. He's going to give us everything we need. Amen. Praise God. God created mankind in His own image, and that included the ability to choose. So when we look at God, amen, as being, amen, an immortal being, amen, an infinite being, amen, truly, amen, God today made man in His image, and He gave man the capacity to choose just as He does. But we have to know and understand every time God chooses, and when He does things, He does it for our own good. Sometimes we pray and we ask God to change the situation, but a lot of times God has to change you first. Amen. So if He changes you first, amen, He gives you the ability to accept what it is He's sending your way. A lot of times we feel like we need blessings right now. Well, you might not be ready for it right now. Amen. God might have to get you ready to be able to accept the blessing that He is sending your way. But every once in a while, amen, just like the faithful gardener, God has to come up to the tree or to the bush and prune off the unproductive branches. And let me tell you something. The pruning process is not anything comfortable. Whenever God has to cut something away from your life, it can bring pain. It can bring sorrow. And a lot of times, the method by which He uses, amen, may not be so much agreeable to us on today. But we must know and understand that regardless of the way that God chooses to do it, it will all work out for our own good. Amen. However, when we look at free will does not mean that mankind can do anything he pleases. I've heard Dr. Youngblood say many times on this broadcast, amen, that today everyone seemed to have their own version of truth. Well, let me remind you on today, amen, again, that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So if you have a version of truth, then you are still walking around in error, because there is no such thing as a version of truth. There is only one truth, amen, and that is Jesus Christ, and He is the source of all truth. So truly, if you are trusting in Him on today, amen, you can walk in that truth and not be deceived when the enemy sends things your way. Amen? Our choices are limited to what is in keeping with our nature. When we look at the sinful nature that mankind has, and yes, you may be saved on today, you may be filled with the Holy Spirit, you may have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you still have to wrestle with the sin nature. Amen? But we have to know and understand that God has not left us helpless. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our leader, our guide, our comforter, and our keeper. And He'll bring all things back to our remembrance, what the Lord has said in His word. And let me help you to understand, amen, when the Spirit brings you something, amen, don't turn it away. In other words, a lot of times we resist the Spirit. That's called quenching the Spirit. Amen. You will find that in the book of, I think, 2 Thessalonians, one of those short commands over there where it says, quench not the Spirit. Amen. A lot of time we can quench the Spirit by not doing what God has said for us to do according to what we have read in His holy word, or whatever the Spirit has brought to us telling us, amen, that that's a disagreeable situation that you are connected with, and you need to disconnect from that because you are straying away from the word of God. Amen. So we have to get back in line with the word of God. If we want to be free, if we want to experience this great freedom that's connected with the word of God and as being someone in the family of God, truly, amen, we have to do it God's way. Amen. Listen, for example, a man may choose to walk across a bridge or not to walk across it. Now, we're still talking about the free will choices. Does man have a free will? And what does that mean for Christians on today? So this is just an example to help you to understand how sometimes situations face us and it requires us to make a choice. So the example is, a man can be standing there waiting to walk across a bridge, or he can make a decision not to walk across it. What he may not choose is to fly over the bridge. His nature prevents him from flying. So, okay, what we're saying on today, no human being has wings. We don't have the ability to fly like birds. So for that reason, we cannot choose to fly because we know it goes against our nature. So now watch this. In a similar way, a man cannot choose to make himself righteous. His sin nature prevents him from canceling his guilt. So when we look at man getting ready to make a choice, whether he wants to do a thing or not, sometimes it's against his nature. So even when it comes down to making yourself righteous, you do not have that ability because it is against your nature. Why? Because deeply embedded into man's nature is sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, according to the book of Romans. So therefore, we need a savior. And that's Brother David's message to each and every one that I see every day. I don't care how good you're living. I don't care how well you think you're taking care of your family. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care what your position is in society. You still need a savior. Amen. You cannot save yourself. Therefore, it's high time that we should come out of the world of sin, amen, and accept the finished work of Christ that he did for us out on Calvary's cross, amen. So free will is limited by nature, for Romans 3 and 23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In the New Testament, sinners are commanded over and over to repent and believe. And we can find that reference in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, Acts chapter 3, verse 19, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. Amen? So, God loves us enough to give us the space to repent. Yet, he gives us, amen, the free will to choose as we see fit. But what we need to do is choose as people of God, according to the word of God, because whenever you read his word, that's his will for your life. Many a times I have come across so-called believers that say, Brother Davis, I don't know what the will of God is. Listen, you have to be careful what you're saying. Because if you're saying as a child of God today, you don't know what God's will is, then you're telling me that you're not reading his word. Amen. If you read the word of God, study. My professor told me, that's Dr. Youngblood, that we need to study in context, 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 context. Amen. In other words, make sure we got it right. One foot before the other. Amen. When we step, make one step at a time, make sure we get it in the proper context, then we can understand it to the fullest, and then we won't end up in a shipwreck. So many times we see the errors that are made in churches. Amen. Even today, many churches are still in shipwreck. When the pandemic came, many churches closed down and they have not reopened yet. Why? They were living in error. They feared the government more than they feared God. And for many other reasons, which I may not know, may not be able to call out right at this moment. But if they do not trust in God and believe in God in the way that they should, then that's what caused them to live in error and to end up in shipwreck, amen, causing heartbreak and disgust among the people of God. I believe we've got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello.
Go ahead, Brother Kenneth.
Yes. How you doing, doctor?
I am very blessed on today.
Yes, sir. I've heard it on the line a lot of times with Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, man, you're on point. I mean, I'm not perfect, and I don't think anyone can, but we got to strive to be like the Lord. And the way this world is going now, it is crazy. I just want to give you a comment, ask you a question. Okay, the United States, our government, is trying to sue Texas and Arizona for putting bumpers up there, whatever they call them, floats, where people can't really come over. And I call him Puppet Joe. He's going to sue them. But it's in the Constitution. If the government cannot help you, the state have to do what they have to do to protect themselves. Am I right?
Amen. Well, Brother Kenneth, you know, just what you're saying, and as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, what we are seeing happening in our society on today is a direct result of the choice that Adam and Eve made in the garden. The far-reaching effects of sin from that day carries on throughout our society right now. And as we look at how even the government is degenerating from day to day, we don't need to put our trust and confidence in anyone that does not want to help us when they have sworn, when they took that office, to serve us and protect us. Anytime we see them going against what they have sworn to do, and when we look at our Constitution, which was supposed to have been based on the Word of God, the founding fathers were Christians, and many of those were God-fearing individuals, and they used the Bible to swear in different ones when they got ready to take positions in office. Those who are now reneging on that promise, we need to get together when the time comes and vote them out of office. Truly. Amen. And this is why I hold Christians accountable on today. A lot of times we sit back and complain, but the Bible tells us, amen, in the book of 1 Timothy, that we need to pray for those who are in authority. If we are not praying for those who are in authority, and I'm saying this to let you know that no matter how evil they are, God can change things through our prayers. They are some evil people, but we need to know and understand as people of God, God hears and answers the prayers of the righteous. The Bible tells us in the book of James, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. God will come to our rescue if we get together and pray. So we have to do that on today, but also connect that with our civic duty of voting, because if you're sitting on your stool of do nothing, when voting time comes around and you don't go down and exercise your privilege to vote, then you're just as bad as the person in office who's in there doing wrong. So then you don't need to complain, because you're just as much at fault as anybody else. So, Brother Kenneth, thank you for your comment on today. Anything else you want to say?
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
The Prince of Persia is over here now.
Say that again.
The Prince of Persia, you remember when Daniel was praying and Michael had to come down 21 days later to give him the answer to his prayer. But he had to go get, he had to go get Michael, the angel that was going to give him the answer. But he had to go get Michael because he's a warrior.
Brother Kenneth, when we look at that particular verse of scripture, the Prince of Persia, that is Satan personified. Of course, Satan is here. Now, when we talk about an individual, then the Bible does not clearly tell us exactly who this person is. And a lot of times people want to say that they know who the Antichrist is. Well, I have not seen that anywhere in scripture. I believe that he's here, but he cannot come forth until the church is raptured away. That's my firm belief on that on today. So no matter if he's here, wherever he's at or whatever he's doing, he can't do but so much, because the book of 1 Thessalonians tells us only he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And I believe that's a reference, amen, to the Holy Spirit. Amen. When God gets ready to rapture the church away, amen, we're going to be raptured away, amen, along with the Holy Spirit. And once the church leaves and the Holy Spirit leaves, then we're really going to see some trouble on earth, as it never, ever was and never, ever will be again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thank you so much, Brother Kenneth, for your call. Amen. 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studios right to our microphones so we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Once again, we're talking about, amen, man's free will, his free will, and what that means for Christians on today. We don't want you to take it lightly on today, amen, as Christians. Again, we must understand God expects for us to stand in the gap, just like Brother Kenneth got finished saying, how our government seems to be working against the people in the land. Well, we have to understand, again, if we have degenerates in places of authority, certainly they're going to make degenerate decisions, because these people don't fear God, and a lot of them don't fear the people of God. I was raised up in a time, amen, coming up as a boy, and I'm still less than 100 years old, amen. But I remember back in the day where when the preacher came along, when any one of the saints of God came along, amen, and if any degenerate or any unsaved person saw them just walking down the sidewalk, they must be scuffling to get out of the way to hide from the presence of that person, amen, that they know are saved that are in the church. Because they know when they approach that person or whenever that person comes around, they're going to get the gospel preached to them. So we have to get back to that. Today, we are living in a time when individuals do not fear God. They do not fear the church. They do not respect Jesus Christ nor his word. So let us band together, amen, and do what it is that God will have us to do. Amen. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, and blessings to you.
And thank you so much.
It's a young man that hasn't heard his voice, but to him and his and both of your families. I believe that one of the things that has happened in the church is that the tongue has been pleased to the prayer warriors, and they don't even realize it because the earth is so busy with chaos and everything else that they may get in a few. There are some prayer warriors out there, but it's not like how it is. We got some mothers, praying mothers, working at Walmart to keep their bills paid and may have another job someplace else, and we give tidbits to Jesus. But we have to pray and break through that barrier, because when destruction comes, do you think it cares if you're rich, poor, or what, or who you are? But those that have been killed in their battlefield, where do the Christians think those spirits going to come to? Where do they think that's going to come? We are entering into a spiritual thing like we've never, ever seen before. And to put on our war clothes used to be that for Christ I live and for Christ I die.
Amen.
And nothing will separate me from the love of God. Nothing. But where has it gone? We don't even, a lot of people don't even bring the word. They even in the pulpit, but rather use a laptop, rather use a phone. What about carrying the word of God? It's not ashamed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for those comments, Sister Terry. I agree with you. I mean, I'm not one that love to use the phone to read the word of God. There's nothing more meaningful to me than to be able to turn the pages of scripture and to read the scripture with my own eyes. That way, the words of that scripture are coming alive. We have to realize, amen, that God is a living God. He's the God of the living and not the God of the dead. The Spirit of God, amen, is alive. And it comes alive every time we read, amen, the pages of scripture. So in order for us to connect up with God through his Spirit, amen, we have to read and understand what thus saith the Lord. And I agree with you. There is no fear.
You can't even use the excuse of I couldn't read. I have seen people learn how to read through the Bible and the Word of God. And even one that mama left him underneath a bridge. And the homeless taught him the word of God. And he's a mighty minister today. So they can't say, I can't read it. Learn to read. Let God teach you. Let me get off this phone, but I love you all. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Sister Terry. Thank you so much for your comments and everything. But yes, I agree with that. I knew a man once back in the old days. Again, amen, I'm less than 100 years old. Amen, amen. By the name, amen, of Bishop Hightower. Could not read a word of scripture. He couldn't read anything. But God taught him how to read. God equipped him with what he needed to be able to minister, amen, in the field of the gospel in the church. So I agree with you, amen. Let's trust in God, amen. Hang in there. We're getting ready to take, amen, the top of the hour news break. Don't you go nowhere. Come back and join us after the news break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency has resigned amid criticism for failing to activate warning sirens during last week's deadly wildfires. Health concerns, though, cited as the reason for his stepping down. Residents are fleeing the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories ahead of a noon deadline as a wildfire bears down on the city of Yellowknife, population 20,000. At the urging of his legal team, former President Trump is holding his tongue. He has canceled the Monday news conference, during which he had pledged to detail irrefutable evidence of irregularities that affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And a federal corruption investigation resulting in 9 current or former Northern California police officers facing charges. On Wall Street, the Dow down 93 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program on today. This is Let's Face the Issues. I am Brother Davis, amen, standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today. Certainly hope and pray that you have listened up to this point and have been able, amen, to draw something, amen, from what we're talking about on today, our subject, man's free will and what this means to Christians today. Had so many good and precious comments, amen, coming from the previous callers, talking about, amen, the conditions of things in the world and in the church on today, and how, amen, we cannot trust in our government on today. We cannot sit back and allow them to do exactly what they want to do. We can do something about that. We're not talking about taking up arms, amen, going out, amen, to protest and be unruly, but we're talking about praying, amen, to our Heavenly Father, who's able to answer, amen, our prayers and to do something about the situation in order to turn it around for our good, amen. So I believe on today that I have many prayer warriors, as the previous caller just got finished saying, who will band together with me, amen, and lift our voices up in prayer so that conditions will change around us, that God will stop the attack of the enemy against his people, that God would not, amen, allow the enemy, or we would not allow the enemy to have any leeway in our lives, so that God will give us what it is he has promised us according to his holy word. but only I'm asking you on today, and I'm pleading with you according to scripture, amen, not to use your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, amen. In other words, amen, we are supposed to live as free people, free, amen, free in the word of God, free according to what God has done for us through the finished work of Jesus Christ when he shed his blood out on Calvary's cross. So for that reason, if you know that it costed Jesus his life, if you understand the process of crucifixion and how cruel that was and how much hate the people had for him who carried out such a heinous crime, amen, that they never, amen, was punished for in society. Yet I have to believe, amen, that God still had the last say so, because when they got ready to stand before his throne, they come to realize that they hadn't gotten away with it after all. But we have to know and understand that if it costed Christ his life out on the cross, if he had to shed his precious sinless blood, we have to know and understand we should not take it lightly that we will go out and sin and say that we are under grace. I've heard so many in the church on today say that you're living in slavery. In other words, amen, you're bound down because you don't have to do all those things. God wants us to live free. He knows that we are human, and he understands that we have to go through certain things. Well, I beg to differ, because we have to know and understand that according to the word of God, whenever he says something, just like that border wall that President Trump built out there to keep those intruders out of this country, God's word also has border walls. And as long as we walk within the confinements of those walls, we walk in freedom. Amen. Sin is a slave master. And if we obey the lust of the flesh, the Bible tells us, amen, that we walk contrary to God, or we are enemies with God because we are at war with God. And let me tell you something, that's a war that you're not going to win. So you might as well get it together and come to know and understand that if you want to live, amen, as free people, we have to do it according, amen, to the word of God. When we look at, amen, the choices that we make, and so many times, amen, 9 times out of 10, can I say it like that? Our first response as human beings are going to be wrong. Many a times we think things and we respond according to the things the way that we are encapsulated with them. Or sometimes when things confront us in such a way to where we don't have time to think, then all we do is respond. And a lot of times our first response is going to be wrong. But we have to know when we do wrong, the scripture calls everyone to repent. Every call to repent is a call to choose. The command to believe assumes that the hearer can choose to obey the command. So again, when we look at the commandments coming from the word of God, we still have to choose to obey them as believers. But based on the understanding of the scripture and from what Jesus Christ suffered for us when he died out on Calvary's cross, we ought to be able to make the right choice, because we don't want to hurt Christ, or we don't want to hurt God, or we don't want to bring a snare down upon the church. That's what many people do as Christians on today. The Bible tells us when we openly sin, we crucify the Son of God afresh, and we bring him to an open shame. So many times it grieves me when I see in the news how many in the church, pastors and other leaders, are getting caught up in heinous crimes that should not be committed by people who are wearing God's name. We have to understand it brings a shame and a scandal upon the church. And many times sinners go back and say, well, just look at them. They'll take the one person and they'll judge the whole church community. Look at them. Look at what they did. None of them are doing right. It ain't nobody in the church right. Well, I have to stop by and tell you on today, I'm one of the ones who are doing right. I'm one of the ones who are striving to enter in at the straight gate. I'm one of the ones who are looking to glorify Jesus Christ in everything that I say and do. So therefore, my friend, I'm always one that judge or weighs matters out before I get ready to make a decision on a situation, I look at it through the word of God. Would God be pleased with it if I do it this way? And many times, don't get me wrong, all of us are human. Sometimes we get so mad and we are so full of wrath at the moment until we think about things and we say things out of our mouths that we should not say. And after the situation is over and we've had time to think about it, we have to go back and repent, because that stuff is not right. That's not something that God will be pleased with. In other words, we should do things that are going to edify or to glorify God and edify the church. So then, if we have free will, let's make sure that we are using our free will based upon the confines, amen, of Scripture and what the Word of God tells us that we ought to do. Jesus identified the problem of some believers when he told them, "You refuse to come to me to have life," John 5:40. Clearly, they could have come if they wanted to. Their problem was they chose not to. So listen, again, when Christ was talking to the people in the Scripture in John 5:40, he let them know that they, if they would just come to him and not refuse him, they could have life eternal. Listen, we're not talking about life in the sweet by and by. Your eternal life, the process is here now. Once you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you begin to live in that eternal quality of life that Christ has promised to all those who believe and obey in his word. So then, we as believers, again on today, should make sure that when we make decisions, we make it based on the word of God so that God could get the glory out of our lives. A man reaps what he sows, according to Galatians 6:7. And those who are outside of salvation are without excuse. Romans 1:20-21. If you read the book of Romans, and I call that portion of scripture, amen, the judgment on the ungodly, because every time God brought the word to them, they kept refusing him and they kept falling to a lower level until he gave them over to a reprobate mind. And let me tell you something, if God ever does that, if he ever gives you over to a reprobate mind, my friend, there is no help for you in this world, neither in the world to come. But if God willing to offer repentance unto you, if you come to the decision or to the point to where you want to make the decision that you want to turn around and do it according to God's word, his will, and his way, of course, amen, he who comes to Christ Jesus, God will in no wise cast him out. So we have to trust and believe that whatever God says, according to his word, if we do it like he said, do it, and not get caught up with our own free will choices because we think that we're free. I'm my own man. I've heard so many say that. I'm my own man and I'm my own woman and I can do whatever I please to do. Yes, you can, but you got to know and understand that the choice that you make is going to carry a consequence. If you make the wrong choice, it's going to be a bad consequence. If you make the right choice, it's going to be a good consequence. Listen, when we go to the book of Deuteronomy 28, we like to recite this in the church a whole lot. That scripture where it says, God gave them a choice, and he said, if you keep my commandments in the land where you're going, the land flowing with milk and honey, he said, bless you be in the city, bless in the field, bless going out, and bless coming in. But listen to the flip side. In those latter part of the verses, he said, if you choose to disobey what I said, according to my word, curse you be in the city, cursed in the field, curse going out and curse coming in. You'll be the tail and not the head. You'll be the borrower and not the lender. In other words, you're going to live your life in bondage and misery because you made the wrong choice. Listen, God is not in his will for anyone to suffer or to perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. So this is my message to you on today. Amen. Because you have a free will choice, make sure that you are making that choice based upon the word of God. Man can choose to do good or evil, But how can man, limited by his sin nature, ever choose what is good? It is only through the grace and power of God that free will truly becomes free, in the sense of being able to choose salvation. John chapter 15 and 16. So when we look at scripture again, and this is where we want to keep you rooted and grounded. I don't want to give you my point of view, because what I say and what I feel doesn't mean anything if it doesn't line up with the word of God. So therefore, I want to make sure I'm giving you scripture as a minister, amen, of the manifold grace of God, amen. I want to give you something that's going to benefit your soul, amen. So here, when we look at man who is limited by a sin nature, how can he choose to do what is good? The only way that he can do it is through the grace and power of God. Amen. If we choose salvation based on the words of Scripture, it is the Holy Spirit who works in and through a person's will to regenerate that person, John 1 and 12 through verse 13. So in other words, listen, when you come to Christ Jesus and you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you become a believer and become a part of God's family, he gives you a new nature. I'm so glad for that on today, because my old nature used to tell me to do so many things that were not things that would glorify God. But now that I'm in Christ Jesus, the one that I listen to or yield myself to the most, which is the Spirit of God, who works through God's nature that's planted on the inside of me, that's the nature that's going to dominate, because it'll keep me on the right track as long as I am obeying according to the word of God. Amen. So this is what we want you to do on today. We want you to be able to decipher things that come your way, because listen, there are many voices out in the world and there are many spirits out in the world, according to the book of 1 John chapter 3. So he says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. You can get off on the wrong track by listening to the wrong spirit, and that'll put you in the wrong spirit. And therefore, my friend, you're going to make many errors. But it's not in the will of God for his people or for his children to live in error. That's why he gave us his spirit, amen, and this printed copy, amen, that we so much have the privilege to have, amen, in this United States of America. Realize and know on today, amen, that you are blessed beyond compare, because not every country is able to walk around freely with a Bible in their hands. So you have an advantage on them on today. If you have a copy of the Word of God, again, let me encourage you. Stop looking at the cell phone. Get that copy of the Word of God and read it for yourself. For from the pages of Scripture, the Spirit will bring the words of Scripture to life in your soul, and that will give you something that you'll be able to overcome in this evil world that we're living in. Amen? Praise God. Amen. It is the Holy Spirit who works in and through a person's will to regenerate that person and give him or her a new nature created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Amen? That is what we need. Listen, it's a tough and cruel world out there. The world is not the same as it was when we were kids. When we were growing up, everyone respected one another. Everyone loved one another. I have seen people who were God-fearing individuals, and just like Sister Terry said a while ago in her call, might not have been able to read, amen, so well, or might not have been able to read at all. But they were able to go to the house of worship and hear the gospel preached. You can still do that on today. Even if you can't read, go to a place where the word of God is being preached and lived in the fullness. Because if they are preaching and not doing it, all you are doing is wasting your time. You are fooling yourself, but you are not fooling God. So go to a place of worship, in other words, where that word is truly being taught, the unadulterated gospel, amen, of the Word of God so that you can have something to be able to help you along in the sinful and cruel world that we're living in on today. Amen. So the Spirit comes, gives us that new nature to be created like God in true righteousness and holiness, because salvation is God's work. Listen, the Bible tells me that God will have mercy on whom he will. This is the reason why it's not Brother David's duty or job to tell you you're not saved. I'm not the one that gives you the Spirit. But I also know that the Scripture tells us, amen, that you would tell the tree by the fruit it bear. So if I don't see the fruit, amen, of the Spirit, y'all know what that is from the book of Galatians chapter 5, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance. If these fruit are not bearing in your life, then I can say that you are not connected with the family of God. So we have to know, again, let's not fool ourselves, because God is not mocked. Galatians chapter 6 says, whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. If you sow to the flesh corruption, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the flesh good works, you're going to reap good works, and you'll be blessed according to the Word of God. Amen. So at the same time, when we look at, amen, that new nature that God puts within us, our motives, desires, and actions are voluntary, and we are rightly held responsible for them. So, again, when we get that new nature, your motive should change. Your desire should change. Your actions should change. Why? Because now you have been created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, according to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. That is what God wants to see in every individual Christian's life, a life that's bearing fruit that will glorify his name. And if you want books for further studies, let me recommend Chosen But Free, the revised edition, A Balanced View of God's Sovereignty and Free Will by Norm Geisler, and The Potter's Freedom by James White. And I'm sure, amen, that Dr. Youngblood has many books in his library at the school that's beneficial that you could find on this subject about man's free will. You can give him a call at the school, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, amen. And I'm sure, amen, he may be able to lead you in the right direction. 904-831-0917. That call gets you through the studios right to our microphones, so we can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Any discussion of man's free will must begin with an understanding of his nature, because man's will is bound by that nature. So again, the unregenerate man is bound by an unregenerate nature. So in order to be set free from the unregenerate, we must allow the Spirit of God free course in our lives, so that he can remake us, reshape us, and mold us into the image of the Son of God. Amen. And when he does that, amen, we are made after God in the image of righteousness and true holiness. Amen. So then motives will change. Actions will change. You will be able to love people with the love of God. Let me tell you something. I've always heard many times in life that there are individuals who are unlovable. But we have to realize that even those Al-Qaeda's and all those other people that want to destroy us, God loves them. Christ died for them also. And he wants them to repent and accept him as Lord and Savior. Now, if they don't do that, that's between them and God. Then they must be held accountable for their actions. And on the day of judgment, they will pay the price. Because when we look at the great white throne judgment, that is not where the saints of God will stand. The great white throne is only for people who have not accepted Christ and have lived their time on this earth in unrighteousness, committing all types of evil, and they're going to have to give an account to him for that. But we who are saved will stand at the bema seat judgment of Christ, that we can receive the rewards for what we have done, whether it was good or bad. if you've done bad things, in other words, you won't get a reward for that. But if you've done good things, you're going to get rewarded. But God is going to let you see if you had only obeyed his word, I had this for you, my brother, but you just couldn't get it because you didn't do it according to my word. But that doesn't mean, amen, that you're going to hell for that. So let us know and understand, amen, God is an intelligent being, and he tells us, he gives us everything we need to know about him in his holy word, which is the scriptures. Listen, God didn't need to know who he is. We needed to know who God is. So therefore, we have the privilege of reading all about God and his will in the scriptures. So anytime you consult the scriptures, my friend, you can make decisions based on the word of God, and that will also become your will. Amen. A prisoner has the freedom to pace up and down in his cell, but he is constrained by the walls of that cell and can go no farther, no matter how much his will might desire it. So it is with man. Because of sin, man is in prison within a cell of corruption and wickedness, which permeates to the very core of our being. So again, because sin dwells in the nature of man, every response, listen, every response, every time we respond to a situation, as you heard me say previously, 9 times out of 10, we're going to make the wrong choice. And a whole lot of time when we look at the choices we make as unregenerate people, because if we do good things, listen, God will still reward you for the good, but he wants you to do it with a nature based upon his will, so that your will line up with his will, thereby glorifying him. This is what it's all about on today. If you don't want to glorify God, my friend, and he sent Christ Jesus to die in your place upon the cross, you should have been the one dying on that cross that day. Shame on you. But if you are a Christian on today and you love God, you love Christ, and all you want to do is glorify him, then, my friend, you're headed in the right direction. Amen. Every part of man is in bondage to sin, our bodies, our minds, and our wills. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us the state of man's heart. It is deceitful and desperately wicked. Listen, that's what Jeremiah said. The heart of man is desperate, is deceitful, and is desperately wicked. I don't care how good a heart you might say an individual might have, and don't get me wrong, I have seen people that I thought might have had a pretty good heart. But if that heart has not been regenerated, if you've not been born again, if you have not received, amen, the righteous nature, amen, of Christ down on the inside, then, amen, it is desperately wicked and deceitful. And you can end up being led in the wrong direction if you don't get yourself aligned with the word of God. Amen. So we go down a little bit further. It says, we are carnally minded, not spiritually minded. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. These verses tell us that before we are saved, we are at enmity or war with God. We do not submit to God and his law, neither can we. The Bible is clear that in his natural state, man is incapable of choosing that which is good and holy. In other words, he does not have the free will to choose God because he is not free. My friend, we just want you to be encouraged by the words of God on today, and we hope and pray that the next time you'll come back and join us, amen, on Let's Face the Issues. Be encouraged, be blessed, be salt, be light, and continue to uplift God in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CT